Hello, it's Raquel with A Spark of Hope. Today's devotional is titled, Trusting God's Guidance, a reflection on 2 Chronicles 20:1 through 30. In 2 Chronicles 20:1 through 30, we find a powerful story of divine intervention and faithful trust in God. King Jehoshaphat faced an enormous army, but instead of responding with fear, he turned to God for guidance. This passage offers profound insights into how we can trust in God during our own battles. When Jehoshaphat learned that a vast army was coming against him, his first act was to seek the Lord's wisdom. He proclaimed a fast throughout Judah, gathering the people to seek help from the Lord. This act of humility and dependence on God is a critical lesson for us. When faced with overwhelming challenges, our first response should be to seek divine guidance. Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem and prayed earnestly to God, acknowledging his power and sovereignty. He admitted their powerlessness against the great multitude and declared that their eyes were on God. Jehoshaphat's prayer teaches us about the power of acknowledging our limitations and completely depending on God. God responded to Jehoshaphat's prayer through the prophet Jahaziel, who reassured the people that the battle was not theirs, but God's. They would not need to fight this battle. Instead, they were to stand firm, hold their position, and witness the deliverance of the Lord. This response highlights that God can take our battles into his hands. And sometimes, our role is simply to stand firm in faith. On the day of the battle, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out ahead of the army. This act of praising God before seeing the victory is a profound act of faith. It shows that trusting in God's guidance involves confidence in his deliverance even before it is seen. As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the enemies who were defeated. When Jehoshaphat and his people arrived at the battleground, they found only dead bodies. No one had escaped. They collected the plunder and returned joyously to Jerusalem, for the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. This outcome reinforces the lesson that when we trust God and follow his guidance, he will bring about victory in ways we cannot foresee. The story of Jehoshaphat is a stirring example of the blessings that come from trusting God's guidance. It encourages us to seek the Lord in prayer, acknowledge our dependence on him, and praise him even before the victory is visible. In our lives, we may not face physical armies, but we confront many battles, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Like Jehoshaphat, we can experience God's deliverance when we place our trust in his guidance and move forward in faith. This story not only assures us of God's involvement in our struggles, but also challenges us to live out our faith through action, prayer, praise, and complete reliance on God's omnipotent power. Have a blessed day.